Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at 97.5 FM WFHR. Take it, Marvin. Your host, James, behind the mic, joined by one of our head producers around here, Laura.
Hi, hello.
Hey, Laura, thanks for being here.
Thanks to you too, especially you, listeners.
We appreciate you guys being here. Thanks to the best listeners in radio. We're going to have some fun this hour. Get you ready for the Labor Day weekend, everybody. Woo. We got some entertainment news coming up right around the corner we're going to dive into, including AARP's Hottest Actors Over 50.
Oh, yeah, bring it.
I'm not going to probably be able to be very helpful in that.
I will be. I am aging into my taste in men, let me tell you.
We've got that coming up for you. We've also got some Labor Day stats that we'll be getting into. Some good news stories of the day. And we'll get into our schedule, of course, around here. Talk about some great local events that are going on that Laura and I will cover as well. But We kind of have to pull it audible here.
Okay.
We started off the last hour, Melissa and I, talking, and we got into, I was joking about the big trade that happened last night between the Dallas Cowboys and the Green Bay Packers. It is being talked about as, if not the biggest, one of the biggest trades in NFL history. We very seldomly see a player of this caliber traded, and it's going to, of course, Wisconsin's local football team, the Green Bay Packers. So it's big news. I was teasing her about that a little bit. She brought up the idea of trading Texas toast for brats.
Okay.
And that just got me thinking about chicken and waffles. Okay. And we started talking about the idea of combining Texas toast and brats and breakfast.
Sure.
And then you came up, I just threw this at you in the middle of a commercial break.
Yes, you did.
And you came up with something pretty cool to this.
It's my superpower, guys. So he gave me two ingredients and a meal time. And he's like, go. So here's what I did. I said you should dice the Texas toast and the brats, which are pre-grilled, throw them into a baking dish, and then cover them about halfway with some scrambled up eggs that are uncooked, like raw scrambled eggs, and then top it with some sharp cheddar cheese and bake until the eggs have set. And just like that, you've got a Texas meets Wisconsin egg bake for breakfast. You're welcome.
Yeah, like I feel like I there's no way you could, and I don't know even how you would, but it feels like how did you cheat? Did you look at the back of a book?
That's just how my brain works.
I know, that's fantastic. It's fantastic. I would try that. I would actually try that. That sounds actually really interesting.
All right, we're going shopping.
Good. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good one right there, Blore. Nice work. Nice
thank
work,
you.
And thank you for that.
Somebody
try that out there this weekend, maybe, or have some fun with that one, and certainly pull up the Civic Media app and get ready to text us that keyword to win yourself some Brewers tickets for our Friday ticket giveaway.
Yes, please.
We've been doing this all summer. We've been having a blast. A big thank you to the Milwaukee Brewers and our sales team and everybody working so hard on this one, our production team and everything. We're giving away these four packs of Brewer tickets, and we're enjoying doing it. Pull up that Civic Media app.
Do it.
Text us the keyword Friday.
Friday.
Friday. Text that to us, and you can get win tickets to see the Brewers Wednesday, September 3rd, take on the Philadelphia Phillies. One of the better teams in baseball going up against the Philadelphia Phillies. No, the Phillies are one of the better teams, too, in baseball.
Yeah.
They really
it's gonna
are.
It's going to be a good game, then.
Oh, my God. It's going to be a good one. I cannot tell you.
It's going to be a good game. So text the word Friday using the Civic Media app for your chance to go to it.
Get it to us, everybody. Go ahead and text that to us. And we're rooting for you. All of our Central Wisconsin listeners out there, we are rooting for you. We are homers. We are biased on
we
that.
We really want the winner to come from WFHR. You guys need to come through.
Yeah. Text us that keyword Friday. We'll get that out there a couple of times in the hour.
Woo.
So some interesting stories in the entertainment world. Just a couple of news and notes on some of these, because to be honest, most of them are pretty in-depth.
Sure.
But California is dishing out $256 million in TV tax credits. And this is helping the Hollywood, the revitalization of Hollywood. And by Hollywood, we mean California. I think we need to get away from the Hollywood terminology because, especially in this day and age, the majority of TV movies that you enjoy watching out there are filmed in a million different locations outside of Hollywood, California.
Mm-hmm.
The major movie studios have not what they used to be. Some of them are gone, and a lot of them have spread production not just around California, but around places that look like California, like Arizona or even parts of Nevada. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing more and more of that. California, being smart about this, it's like, hey, that's our meal ticket, that's our moneymaker, that's what made our name on that in the gold rush, and the weather, obviously.
Yeah.
We got to invest in this. We have to be smart about this. Our own state, Wisconsin, which last year finished dead last in the union in funding the arts.
Right.
We have seen a change with some of this.
Yeah.
There are some, there's a new bill that just got passed. Action Wisconsin was a big part of that, where they are going to be offering more credits, more tax credits, more tax incentive to TV and film and a lot of those companies.
Good.
Any pushback on that, I would love to have that conversation. This is something that I actually do know something about.
Yeah. And no, please call.
When it, I'd love to hear that, but I will tell you right away that whatever you are giving up in taxes, you are making back by these. Let's take just a TV show, not even a major movie.
Sure.
Let's look at even an independent film or a TV show, which are very similar in the amount of people they're bringing in, in the amount of hotels that they're taking up, businesses that they are going to, and not just in the community they are filming in, because you don't have enough size usually in these rural towns. Mm-hmm. Even somebody like Milwaukee or Madison cannot always fit some of this.
Sure.
So you are spreading this out throughout wherever location that is, northern, central, southern Wisconsin. You are also impacting the economic impact on these things for years and years to come. So a TV show, a movie, let's take Picket Fences, an old TV show.
Sure.
That is still being run.
Yeah.
And there are other shows, other movies, Public Enemies, the Johnny Depp movie.
Sure.
There's a couple of others where people see those locations and, hey, that looks beautiful. Where was that filmed?
Right.
And end up wanting to go there.
Mm-hmm.
10, 20 years after these things are done.
Yeah. It's still tourism.
The investment there is not only, I think, logical and smart, but it's something that we're seeing more and more states do. And Wisconsin is behind on certain trends, if you will, certain things. They need this.
I will say one thing that Wisconsin has been good about is live music, though. They've been very good about keeping live music, I guess, alive, especially in Wisconsin Rapids. Our community is awesome for live music, for bands, for performers. This is a great town to be in.
Longer than you and I have been alive, Wisconsin's been supporting the local arts and music in that regard, and certainly in some other arts too. And I say this stuff, if I didn't think Wisconsin had any artistic, you know, things to it, I wouldn't bother. I wouldn't be wasting my breath. The reason I am so passionate about this is, for one, I know what an economic impact it makes on the whole state up and down.
Yep.
But Wisconsin's incredibly talented, no matter what art you want to talk about.
Yeah.
They've got legends, not just a name that we can randomly pull out of a hat, but legends of any industry you want to talk about.
Yeah.
Singing, dancing, art, paintings, we're talking musicians, everything. Actors.
Here's a good example.
Spencer Tracy, for God's sake.
Les Paul,
for God's sake. Yeah, yeah.
Musician you listen to that plays a guitar, I promise you, if they're not currently playing a Les Paul, they either will be or have. And Les Paul was a human from Wisconsin.
It's something that I think that if you are a proud Wisconsinite, you would want to support the arts and keep that history alive and well. These kind of things are important. And if you were hesitant about Action Wisconsin, some of those, and I again encourage you to go listen to the director's playouts that we had about these subjects and everything. You look at what other states are doing.
Yeah.
You know, again, Wisconsin's been behind on other trends. You have to keep up with this one.
Yep. You've got to.
The idea of some of these get-rich-quick schemes that our politicians have thrown out there, as far as ways to bring more people in here or keep talent here or any of that, none of those are working. Now, some of these bills that some of our local representatives have been a part of, like, have been very impactful when bringing in dentists and nurses and some of these things. Those are certainly noteworthy. But this is a different industry.
Yeah.
This is something completely different that you have to handle just like you do anything else.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely is.
Laura, there's a Mr. Bean animated series.
That sounds awesome.
I don't have anything else on this. I just did not know it existed, and I wanted everybody to know.
I love Rowan Atkinson, and I am already on board, so bring it. Also, Mr. Bean is great for a cartoon character. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah. Mr. Bean, the animated series, Fast Channel has expanded to North America. The network will launch on Samsung TV in U.S. and Canada. It will probably have a rollout in some kind of form on some, if not streaming service, one of the basic cable channels.
It'll come through on PBS at night.
This has already been a thing on, this has already been a thing on the U.K., but this is already, they got greenlit for a bigger production, so they're going to be making this worldwide. I'm trying to find if Rowan Atkinson is a part of this or not, but
it's got to have at least his likeness.
Absolutely, and I know that he has something to do with it.
Well, and he may Rowan be a producer Atkinson's or talent is at such a level that he was a human cartoon character in the Mr. Bean show and movies. It's so perfect. Well done.
Yeah. He's a treasure, and if you don't believe us,
genuinely a treasure. Watch Blackadder.
Look at the picture of Princess Di meeting Rowan Atkinson.
Oh, she was so tickled.
She's 16. She's just a I've never seen. There's still no picture to me that I've ever seen of her like that.
He's truly a legend.
We talked about this last week. I'm going to be staying on this story pretty closely. The new cast of Saturday Night Live is starting to shape up in some ways by members leaving. Okay. Devin Walker, Emil Watkin have already been let go, along with Michael Longfellow, and which I'm a little disappointed about the Michael Longfellow one. I thought he was just starting to get some stride over there.
Sure.
But Heidi Gardner. Is the biggest name so far that has been let go. She was on the show for 8 years, did a good job. Being honest about it, I don't know if there was a stronger cast, how much longer she'd have been on there. But I thought she did great with the work that she did and really held that show together in some ways.
Sure.
So, one of the writers, Celeste Yim, is also being gone. Now, there's a number of former cast members, and including some of these cast members, that aren't thrilled about this, mm-hmm. or more so, I should say, kind of like mm-hmm. like what's going on and everything. Well, I understand not everybody is insane like I am and has an oral history of Saturday Night Live in their brain. Law and Order is right behind that, which is what I almost said.
Fair enough.
And I don't blame anybody for that.
No, because honestly, you're telling me names and I don't know if I know these people.
Right. And thank you, Laura, because that's part of the point. Yep. That's part of the reason of this. You have a 3-4 year run on SNL, and you're not necessarily making it. You mm-hmm. don't have a recurring character. Mm-hmm. You're not nationally known or even sure. locally known. That tells you a little something. It's not to say that those actors cannot go on to do great things.
Because they can, and it's been proven.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus may be one of the best examples of
exactly.
this. She made it like a season or two on SNL, maybe a little more than that, but she never really had anything like that. She's gone on to do pretty darn
She's
good.
She's doing fine. Yeah. Big fan.
Kevin Hart never even made it to the stage and right. doing pretty okay.
Yeah, he's okay, yeah.
But there's also a lot of people that, we haven't heard from again.
Yeah.
And that's part of this. It's also part of Lauren's M.O. I could have told you this was coming.
It's what he does, yeah.
He did it in the 30th year. He did it in the 40th year. And he's darn sure going to do it going into the 51st year. Because sure. that's how you get a 51st year.
Yeah.
You do this from time to time. You have to change things up. Audiences change. The only person who's being really, that we know for sure that is being brought back right now is James Austin, who, of course, does the Trump impression.
Sure.
And so, of course, you're going to bring him back.
Yeah, but you can't get rid of him now.
Without that, and it's best... Trump impression of all time.
Also, he's doing a great job. Yeah,
it's incredible. He does an amazing job. I've never seen. It's one of the better impressions of somebody I've seen.
Because it's not. It's not classically an impression.
He does a really nice job.
It's very good.
I don't know without that if he'd be brought back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, also keep in mind, and I hope the actors know this too. None of this has to do with talent.
Not at all.
It's not about that.
Nope.
It's about starting over,
yep.
being refreshing, and treating it like, hey, this is the first year ever of Saturday Night Live.
Yep.
That's how Lauren has stayed relevant exactly. for 50-some years.
It's about Lauren looking at the climate of things and knowing that he needs a fresh season, and sometimes that means getting rid of already their talent.
I in part seeing this coming, I kind of felt like this was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm more curious, honestly, about what's going to happen with Weekend Update and
sure.
and Colin Jost and Michael Shea, and if they're going to continue to do it or not.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be curious to see the ratings and see how this show does and how NBC handles it and are they mm-hmm. going to keep it around and everything. I'll be honest, I'm happy every year Saturday Night Live's still there.
Yeah.
I think it's relevant. I think it's still topical, and I think it's still... not only the only sketch show,
mm-hmm.
but the only show that whatever is going on that week, their writers are talented enough and good enough, their actors are strong enough that they can make a sketch about that.
Yeah.
What other show is like that anymore?
I really hope they don't get rid of Weekend Update.
They never will.
No, I think it's too important, especially right now, because there are so many things that a lot of news stations that are not ours are doing wrong. They're misstepping in a lot of really huge ways, and it's to the detriment of everybody. And maybe the way to expose that is to do it on a comedy show.
Mm-hmm. Comedy is the great equalizer.
It sure is.
Look at what's new on your small screen and your big screen. Tonight on ABC, the one-hour special, Hurricane Katrina, 20 years after the storm with Robin Roberts. Seeing what little I did of that looks good, I do want to watch that.
Sure.
You've also got a two-hour women's special of American Ninja Warrior.
Woo!
On NBC. They specifically say a two-hour women's special episode. I don't know what that...
I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know what it means.
I don't watch
but,
the show, so it doesn't matter to me.
I will admit, back in the day, I haven't seen it in 20 years or whatever, but I do remember
Survivor?
Watching American Ninja Warrior.
Oh, American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, it's on NBC tonight at 7. Yeah,
I watched. Yeah. Okay, sure. Yeah.
That'll be on your small screen. And Runarounds is on Paramount Plus. Amazon. The series premiere of Runarounds. It's about a group of recent high school graduates who form a rock band in the hopes of catching a big break.
Oh, fun.
As far as big movies, there's nothing really big being released right now. There is a couple of interesting movies, though. For one, the 50th anniversary re-release of Jaws, the classic 1975 summer blockbuster, is being released in a lot of theaters. I don't know if our local one will, because, you know, who knows they're doing.
Yeah.
Because they don't talk to us, so who knows.
Right.
But they should, and I think more and more theaters should have that in there. The over-under cost is worth it. Do it.
Well, and Jaws is in the history of cinema, is relevant. And so it's important to do a re-airing in a 50th anniversary of a historically relevant movie in regards to filmmaking. I don't know. It makes sense to me.
Agreed. Yeah. There is no summer blockbusters without Jaws.
Yeah.
It kicked the whole thing off. It changed everything.
It did.
The reimagining of the Toxic Avenger is also being released in wide release. I'm very surprised by.
Oh.
Peter Dinklage is in this along with Kevin Bacon, Elijah Wood. It looks silly. It looks fun.
All right. There's a couple of guys in there that I'll watch anything they're in. So
also in limited release, The Roses, starring Benedict Cumberbatch and Olivia Colman.
Cool.
You've also got Andy Samberg and Kate McKinnon in this one.
Cool.
Allison Janney shows up as well. Incredible cast.
That's a good cast.
Incredible cast.
That's a good cast.
Andy Samberg and Kate McKinnon play a couple.
I love that. I knew when you said it to the two of them as a pair that they were a couple, and like, yeah.
I just saw a trailer for it, and just that trailer was hilarious in what they were. One that I'm really interested in, I admit I'm an action junkie. I love action movies. Austin Butler, one of the better young actors out there.
Wasn't he Elvis?
Yes.
There we go.
Stars in this one. You got Zoe Kravitz, Matt Smith, one of your boys from Doctor Who.
I love Matt Smith.
Regina King. But you have Vincent D'Onofrio and Liev Schreiber.
Oh, I love Vincent D'Onofrio.
Those two playing older Jewish, hitmen. And I mean, like,
bring it.
Like traditional Jewish. Like, they're in the garb and everything.
Oh, they're Hasidic Jews?
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Beautiful.
Bad Bunny is in it. It looks
cool.
Really good.
That looks fun.
Looks
that
fun.
Sounds fun.
Looks like a fun movie, and it's getting incredibly good reviews.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
That looks like a good one. That is also in your theaters. And, of course, your email box is just waiting for the new WFHR newsletter.
It sure is.
It will be there today. Be on the lookout for it, everybody. You'll, of course, get an update. We all get updates on our phones when we get these things. So it'll be showing up real soon. The reason it hasn't yet is because we are doing incredibly hard, strong work for you. We want to make it accurate, strong, and good. Anybody can just throw stuff out there right away.
This news is up to the day, guys.
Yeah, yeah. And we're making sure that it's strong and good for you out there. And that is at no small part to what Melissa Kay is doing out there. So we appreciate the work, Mel. Keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to that newsletter. Forward to it. I have to admit, I'm a sucker. I've become a sucker for Michael's writing. Growing up, I used to get, when my papa was done with the paper, he'd give me the pieces he was done with.
Oh, sure. So you're reading the sports section.
Yes. Yeah. I would pretend to read certain things, you know, and then, of course, I would read the sports section. It reminds me of that. It reminds me of, you know, looking forward to these stories and everything. It reminds me of looking forward to the morning paper. It's fun.
It's really fun.
Check it out. Be sure to sign up at WFHR.com. Support the work that is being done over there by our team. And, of course, if you care about Central Wisconsin news, not only sign up for that newsletter, but we have a comment. comment section in there that you can go ahead and let us know.
We sure do.
Hey, is there? I want more weather. I want more Britney. Whatever it is.
Whatever you want.
If you like what we're doing, all of the above.
Please let us know.
WFHR.com. Sign up for it over there. And of course, you can catch our shows over there. Our incredible producer, Laura, and the work she does with Rapids Report. You can find previous episodes of that, or Community Stories, or any of our other great shows over there, like Burn Before Reading, also done by Laura.
Listening.
Burn Before Listening. Did I say reading? I'm sorry.
Yes, you did.
I'm sorry I did that. Sorry. We'll fix it in post. It's all right. Yeah, we'll fix it. You can fix it. You're a producer.
Literally
you can fix
my
it.
Job.
Yeah. We'll be back with more show, everybody. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR.
Yep.
Hope y'all are having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining us over here. Laura and James hanging out with you. Woo. I cut Laura off, and I feel bad for doing that, but I had to let Hendrix get in.
You did the right thing.
AARP's Movies for Grownups, which is a great title. What they do.
AARP's good things. Yeah,
they do great stuff. Once my parents started getting it, I started seeing their magazines and some of their
journals.
Yeah,
you realize that it's actually really helpful.
Some really cool stuff in there. They actually do some really nice articles and everything. I encourage people to check that out.
Shout out AARP.
They rank the 25 hottest actors over 50.
Yeah.
I am getting closer to that, but
it's
I am
true.
Not there yet. But once
true.
I am there, I'm hoping that they will adjust their
Here's
numbers.
Here's hoping.
Not their top 50, of
Give
course.
Give you but a few years and toss you in the top 100, right?
Top 5,000.
Sure.
I would like to crack the top 5,000. Okay. That's my expectation.
Reasonable.
I don't think it's difficult. I don't think that's asking too much.
No!
But much handsomer men than I are on this
Eye
list.
Eye of the beholder and all that.
We will go from 10 on up, and at number 10, at 60 years old, Keanu Reeves.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, one would hope to age that well.
Yep.
That is
a good-looking man, and he's been a good-looking man for a handful of decades now.
And I will say something. I had not pre-looked at this list, but just glancing at it and everything, I'm not seeing a lot of people on this list that are known for having work done or things like that. And I only bring that. I think that's really tacky to bring up. I'll admit, but I bring it up because I want to spread that we need to start doing this more, aging naturally. Like,
well, and there's something to be said for allowing your face to do what your face is going to do and just owning it.
I am so unhappy with my face. I cannot express how unhappy I am with my face. But I will not get any work done, in major part because a big part of my skill is my facial expressions and being able to do that.
You've
and,
got a nice face.
And looking real, looking realistic is very important in not only in entertainment, and always has been, but audiences today, that's what they want. Mm-hmm. They want somebody that looks real.
They want someone that looks like someone they could run into in town. They want it to look realistic. We don't want super beautiful actors in all of our spots all the time now.
It's not relatable. At number 9, Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson, who is 53.
God, I can't believe he's that old.
Yeah. I don't know about
any. And honestly, thank God he's making enough money to support his eating habits. Because goodness sakes, that man eats an entire fleet of sushi.
It's incredible.
Once a week.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
At number 8, Patrick Dempsey at 59 years old.
Sure.
Yeah.
OG, McDreamy.
Great hair. Great hair.
Still, yeah.
Daniel Craig at number 7 at 57.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The classic kind of face,
oh, absolutely.
I would say. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's also, the way that he has aged, it's been very graceful. He looks, I wouldn't say haggard, but he looks like a normal human being. It's nice.
At number 6, Brad Pitt at 61.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. It's Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Same with George Clooney. Yeah. He's on there, right? Because it's George Clooney.
He's coming up.
Oh, yeah.
At number 5, who I think should be number 1 on any of these lists, no matter what age you're saying, Denzel Washington at 70 years old.
Oh, sure. That's good. I had a different name in my head that I thought you were going to say. Is Tucci on there?
Could not be more boring or arrow straight or anything like that. But Denzel walks in here right
Ooh,
now,
yeah.
tells me he's going to kiss me. I'm like, just give me a second to brush my teeth. Because I'm not, and is there a camera filming this or something? Because I'm imagining we're doing this for a scene, Mr. Washington. Like, that's
sure.
probably one of the few people on the planet.
He's a good looking man.
That I'm not going to. And it,
also holding it down for a handful of decades.
Certainly handsome, but to me, I've respected and looked up to that man my whole life. Like, I'm not going to. Like,
the whole he should be at number one might on there. Say.
At number four, George Clooney.
Ah, 64 there he is.
Years old for George Clooney. I think a little bit of a sneaky one, but one that nobody, I don't think, is going to argue with. At number three, Noah Wiley at 54.
Which one's that?
He is right now. Now, you might have known him from ER. He's on The Pitt right now on HBO.
Oh, sure.
He had another show, too, in between there and stuff. He's done a lot of TV work.
Okay.
But he's aged great. Sure. And I don't think I ever saw him with a beard before, but on this new show, he's got a beard, and that's working for him. Good. It works good. Works good. And at number two, Pedro Pascal at 50, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
Pedro Pascal, of course. Yeah.
And Idris Elba shows up at 52 at number one.
Okay, that's a good pick.
That's a pretty solid pick.
I'm a little disappointed that Stanley Tucci isn't on the list.
Oh, good one.
I know.
That's it.
also, Jeff Goldblum, honorable mention.
Oh, wow. Yeah. There's another one. Yeah. You really got this list like locked and loaded.
Listen, when I say I am aging into my taste.
I will throw the comeback kid, Robert Downey Jr., in there at 60.
You know what?
I think
I'll take
60
it.
Or 61.
I'll accept it.
Fun list, though. That's fun.
Yeah.
Check out more at AARP and check out the work that they're doing over there. Mm-hmm. We're going to get to a news sports break and entertainment break. We will come back after that, have some fun. We got some more Labor Day conversation for you, everybody. Labor Day stats we'll be getting into, Laura and I, when we come back on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Laura and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Mm-hmm. Appreciate the best listeners in radio. Hope Friday is treating you good. Mm-hmm. We got some fun stuff lined up for you before the end of the show. We're going to be hanging out and talking about our schedule, some great local events going on in our area, and of course, those Brewer tickets. Text us the keyword Friday.
Friday, Friday.
Through the Civic Media app, get it to us, everybody. Get your chance to win some free Brewer tickets, that pack of four tickets to see the Brewers take on Philly on Wednesday.
It's going to be a good game.
Get those tickets, everybody. Text us that keyword Friday. Get in on the winning. We're on the cusp of a three-day weekend, and the last thing anyone wants to think about is work, but it's Labor Day, and you deserve a voice for your contributions to what we do here in society.
Yeah.
Every single job is important. If you don't think so, try doing without it.
It's fair. Nope.
Whatever we're talking about.
And I am including the folks down at the McDonald's. Thank you for your labor.
In these divisive times, ways that can be, and I don't think we're necessarily, I got to stop saying that. We're not in divisive times. I think we've gotten past that. I think there's a lot of people still pushing that narrative.
Yes.
I think there is still divisiveness. I'm not saying we're all kumbaya together,
No. But
I think things have gotten a lot better to the point where people are coming together on, hey, we're tired of the divisiveness. Hey, we're tired of this. And that and everything. Now, what divides us and what people say divides us are two very different things.
Correct.
People like to use that as a weapon. People like to say, oh, they're trying to divide us, when all people are trying to do is equalize the playing field.
Yep.
They are two very different things.
They sure are.
But one thing for darn sure, all of us that work in labor, which is 99.9% of us out there, unless you're retired, which congratulations to you, you earned that.
Enjoy.
But if you're retired, you may even still be working a little bit here and there because you have to because of Social Security.
Find time to take a nap.
What could bring us together like work? We all work.
Yep.
We're all workers.
Yep.
We all can take some happiness and joy from this weekend and everything.
Talk about things in common. That's one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. And so there's a comprehensive Labor Day survey out on jobs. And here are some interesting stats about it. We're just going to run through some of these. I think they're kind of interesting.
Sure.
Like 7 out of 10 people say they're working harder this year than they did last year.
Okay.
I could see that.
Yeah. There's a lot involved in it. It makes sense.
I've been doing this job for a long time, and one of the things that I really don't like are when I hear people on the air, and I can hear chewing or hear breathing or some of those things. You have a mic, you can on and off.
It's true.
I just did this twice where I was turning my mic off to clear my throat, and I turned it on to clear my throat. I've never done that before.
That's okay. All right.
I don't know what that was.
We're doing a great job here.
Again, we'll fix it in post.
Yeah, best listeners in radio. Oh, thanks, guys.
I'm being told this is live. Okay. All right.
Oh, all right.
Nearly 6 in 10 people think tariffs and inflation are erasing their hard work.
Okay. Yeah, to an extent. If what puts value on the work you're doing is the price tag, then sure, you could feel that way. But I don't think that we should be looking at it that way. I don't know.
They're lumping a lot into that, tariffs and inflation.
Yeah.
Both of those topics have a million things, million subcategories to them that we could go over. There are some tariffs you might agree with, some you might not. There is some inflation that is just part of economy and happens every year to a said product. And there's some things that are...
It's not that tariffs aren't something that are good for a country to have. It is the way that they are being used currently by this administration that is affecting us negatively in a way that we haven't really experienced before.
2 in 5 Americans are concerned that AI will take their job.
Okay. And then we need to set up a safety net for the loss of those jobs.
Yeah.
That's the move. It's not to protect those jobs and make sure that people are in them. It's that we need perhaps universal basic income so that when the AI takeover of all of those jobs happens and we no longer have to break our backs because we have robots doing it for us, we can still pay our bills.
I think there's a difference of motivating and fear.
Yeah.
And fear doesn't make people work harder. Makes people work irrational. They're not using your brains different to be motivated. Different to say, hey, you got to hit this number, or hey, we need you to do this more better.
Fear isn't a good motivator. Yeah. Every study has shown that.
People need direction. People need, to be told when they're not doing something right. That's different than, hey, you could lose your job to AI. That's a whole different ballgame.
Well, and that can be one step in the conversation. Okay, sure. So you might lose your job to AI. What are we going to do about it?
Nearly 3 in 5 Americans say it's not easy to get a job right now. According to recent reports on the job market, it seems like younger workers are bearing the brunt of their pressure, particularly because entry-level positions are the easiest to cut to save money, especially when aspects of those jobs are more likely to be handled by AI.
It's entry-level positions are such a joke nowadays. Like, I don't know. As someone who's only... I'm only a year away, a year and a half away from when I was applying in entry level positions as a, almost ready to graduate college student at the time, right? It's such a joke. Like, all of these entry level positions are asking for experience that it takes you years to gain. You can't ask for that from an entry level position.
Mm-hmm. Nearly 3 in 5 Americans say they don't have a budget, quote, budget for Labor Day spending. But let's be honest, I mean, do those people have a budget for anything? I think in part it's one of our last kind of like holidays like this that we look at. I think it's also a... While it's a holiday that should be respected and everything we were just saying before, I don't know that compared to other holidays, it's as, quote, heavy or some of those things.
It's not as...
Like, what is your favorite Labor Day memory compared to what is your favorite Christmas memory or something like that?
Anybody is celebrating anything on... if anyone is celebrating on Labor Day, it's what? You're having food.
Yeah.
You're having a cookout.
You're probably resting.
You're resting.
That doesn't involve a big budget, usually. I can even afford that.
Right.
I mean, 93% of people think companies should offer financial wellness tools to employees.
Yeah, I agree.
There are some of this already in some businesses and some workforces do some of this, but I do think we need to see more of it. That's not what I think. 93% of people. When's the last time you heard 93% of anything? I mean, that's a high number there.
That is a high number.
Financial wellness tools. If I'm a owner of a company, if I'm a CEO, I want my employees doing this.
You want your employees to succeed because when they're succeeding, the business is succeeding. It's so common sense, and I can't stand that I have to say it out loud.
94% of people want a raise to keep up with inflation.
Please.
It's insane.
This isn't a huge ask, guys. Yeah. Like, you don't need record profits. It's okay to just kind of be making a profit.
And we're not talking we want to be millionaires. We just want to make enough to survive. We just want to be able to...
I am a 37-year-old woman who has never been able to own a home. I have been married. I have a handful of kids. And I don't have my own home. I have only rented my entire adult life. And I feel like right now, if I'm realistic with myself, the idea of being able to buy a home at all in my lifetime is a pipe dream at best.
52% of Americans are planning to spend less this Labor Day weekend compared to last year. That's, again, with some of the other things we've talked about.
Most people I know are just staying home. They're happy to have a day off.
When's the last time any of you got a raise? When's the last time any of you got a raise? Any kind of thing like that out there. You look at this, and if you say, oh, it's been in the past year, it's been in the last 2 years, it's been in the last past 5 years. Well, again, if we point to the numbers of things and how much things have gone up, the prices of things go up, and our pay has not. Minimum wage in this state has not changed. It does not add up. That does not make sense.
Our income is not meeting the moment of the expenses. And that's just reality.
59% are planning to check out Labor Day sales for good deals. Sounds like what a lot of people are doing over Labor Day weekend is trying to get some good shopping in and some rest.
Yep.
What are you doing out there? We want to hear from you about that. They did not ask the most important maybe question, though. Are you willing to go rogue and wear white after Labor Day?
Yes.
And if not, what would happen if you wore a blue and black outfit to work, but coworkers saw it as white and gold?
That's crazy.
That was a thing a while ago.
That is a thing.
So, yeah, the white after Labor Day thing. That's still the thing. It's still there.
I wear white t-shirts with reckless disregard for the time of year that I'm wearing my white t-shirt. I don't know. Call me a rebel.
Somebody's got to do it.
Somebody's got to do it,
Laura. Somebody's got to do it. Thank you for being at the front of that chain.
Happy to help. It's the least I could do. I call it a service.
Is it kind of, I don't know, I've looked into the history of it before. I don't remember it off the top of my head, but there's a part of me that kind of likes that this is still a thing, even mm-hmm. though I've never done it.
I don't know anybody who actually follows this rule at all.
I don't think 2 seconds about it after Labor Day.
What do they mean? What is after Labor Day?
Yeah. Now, the longtime author Tom Wolfe, now he's what actually I think of, because he wore the white suit and all that.
All the time.
Yeah. So.
Also notable white suit wearer, the Colonel.
Yes. KFC's got a really funny new ad out. It went a little dark, and it's kind of funny. I like it.
I'll have to look that one up.
It's not bad. The great marketing over there.
Yeah.
Good stuff. And an interesting article. We'd always love to hear from you about everybody. And mm-hmm. we'd love to know what you're up to for Labor Day. Hit us up when we come back. We got about 10 more minutes of show left for the week coming up of the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Laura and James here to wrap up the week. Quick programming note, we will be out of here on Monday.
Yeah.
No original content on Monday, but still original content.
Well, it's kind of original. We're going to re-air the content that we did live during our parking lot party and 85th anniversary party that we had, last Wednesday? Last Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels a little bit longer, though.
Doesn't it? It feels like it was a month ago. I'm so tired.
We appreciated everybody coming on down. We had such a good time with that. And, we had some broadcasting that we did during that. We're going to play that for you on Monday. We're going to play some of that. So those of you that did not get to catch it, we will have that for you. Give this the hardest working staff in radio a break on Monday, this Labor Day. And we encourage you to listen into that stuff. And, of course, meet us back here on Tuesday. We'll be back with the morning show then. Melissa and I will be hanging out with you. Looking forward to it. Also looking forward to some great high school football. 105.5 WIRI 350, a little bit of an earlier start time because they're playing in Port where they don't have night lights. Mm-hmm. Tri-County coming to town to take on the Blackhawks. Mike, Randy, Chuck going to have that one for you. Big thank you to Chuck for pitch hitting right there and taking over the board for
hugely
us.
Hugely helpful.
Really appreciate you, big guy. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, and yesterday's game was good. That was the Lincoln High School one that I ran the board for.
Did a great job with it.
Lincoln did not win, but it was still a good game, and the coverage was great. Thank you to Mike and Randy for kicking butt there.
Man, I love listening to those guys.
They
I
did really, such really a good do. Job.
I've rambled many times, both at him and on these airwaves, how much I enjoy Randy Paul. And Michael is more and more becoming one of like, I love working with Michael in Playmakers. I like reading his writing. Yeah. I have not actually gotten to hear him as much as a commentator until I started hearing him doing the River Kings games.
Sure.
And I didn't get to hear him and Randy interacting much. It was the last year that I really got to hear more of it, more and more. The more those two get to work together, the better they are becoming one of the best pairs in this state.
They're great. And honestly, there's just something about Michael. You can't help but root for the guy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big fan. I like him a lot. Shout out to Michael.
Yeah.
Michael Comer kicks.
There's a certain, our new sports director around here. Big shout out to him. And a quick reminder, everybody, that we will not have a Playmakers on Monday. We'll be back on Wednesday. One more Playmakers. Maybe have GM head coach, Coach Paul for the River Kings on. We'll see.
We're working on it behind the scenes.
I do know that next Tuesday at 6:50, we will have Auburndale at Lincoln girls volleyball. Mike, Beth, and Seth going to have that one.
That's right.
For
we're going to have volleyball on WIRI on Tuesday. Mike and Beth calling the game. Yeah.
Quick reminder from our Wood County Parks and Forestry Department that our beaches will remain open through the Labor Day weekend and will close for the season on Tuesday, September 2nd. Mm-hmm. They hope that you enjoyed the beaches this year, and they hope to see you again next year. Keep in mind that all park areas and campgrounds and shelters, you can still reserve stuff coming up here.
Yep.
You want to get that in quick because some of those places are just gone.
They book fast, man.
Yeah, they book real quick. Go ahead and get over there and do that. As we mentioned earlier, get on over to the zoo before Tuesday because they're going to be wrapping up. Too.
That's right. They are open through the weekend and on Monday to end the season at the Wisconsin Rapids Zoo. They are at 1911 Gaynor Avenue here by the DMV and Armory buildings on the west side of Wisconsin Rapids. Open 10 to 7. So check them out before they close for the season. And you won't be able to see those critters again until next summer.
And shout out to our local zoo. Mm-hmm. And our shout out to our Southwick County Historical Museum at 543rd Street South right here in Rapids. Keeping history alive. Phil and the gang to be open until one more Sunday. Got Sunday 1 to 4. Go check it out. Support the work they're doing and thank them for us, everybody.
Absolutely.
Have a blood drive going on today that is happening. In fact, it kicked off at 10 a.m. It's going till 3 over at McMillan Library at 5490 East Grand Avenue. Go check that out and donate if you can. A big thank you to all you superheroes out there who have already donated. Again, the blood drive going on at McMillan Library until 3 o'clock today. Head on over there.
You can visit redcrossblood.org for more information or to sign up on that.
And Laura, our good friends over at Edge VR got something really cool going on this weekend.
Yeah, they do. Edge of Rapids Car, Truck, Bike, and Race Show at 3540 Plover Road in Wisconsin Rapids this weekend. There is no entry fee. It starts at 10 a.m. on the 30th. That's Saturday, right?
Yeah.
That's Saturday the 30th. Come hang out, listen to music, have fun, and show off your ride.
I did some double checking and some research, and yes, it is Saturday. Yes.
Oh, thank goodness.
I know a guy. I reached out. I found out.
I'm no good at numbers, guys.
Great stuff going on this weekend, and so much more coming up as well. We'll be covering next week for you. We're looking forward to. Also looking forward to a great Rapids report today. Be sure to join us for that. I do the talking. Laura makes sure the sound's good and somehow makes me sound good. And, of course, our amazing sounding guests. Today, we are going to be talking to one of our favorite people, Mike Hintner and the Historic Point Boss.
Yep.
Looking forward to that. And I get to hang out and talk with the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Yeah, we're always excited to hear from the Old Farmer's Almanac. They'll be the 11:30 today.
Those new episodes will be available for you sometime this afternoon. Be sure to check that out over at WFHR.com. And while you're there, sign up for the newsletter.
Yeah.
You got a new edition coming up today. Be on the lookout for that. A big thank you to everybody working so hard on it. We appreciate it.
Especially
you.
Melissa.
Yeah. A woman in Australia shared a video after her mailman went above and beyond just to be nice. It was raining, and she had some stuff hanging on her clothesline. So we took it all down for her to keep it from getting wet and then delivered her mail.
Okay.
What a move.
Yeah.
What a move. I would be afraid I'd fold it badly, but I would do it. I would do it.
You'd do it anyway. But
there would be a little note. I'm sorry. I'm horrible at folding things.
And then she would look at it and say, what do you mean? This is fine.
A guy near Vancouver dug through 20 tons of trash at his local dump to find his wife's wedding ring. It slipped off her hand while she was throwing stuff away along with her anniversary band. She didn't realize it until the next night, and he told him he'd never find them. He refused to stop. stop digging until he did.
Oh, how gallant.
That's awesome. Well done, sir. Well done, sir. Nicely done. And of course, all of you. You guys are the good story that keeps us moving around here. We greatly appreciate you. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend, everybody. Have fun. Enjoy. We'll be back on Tuesday with more show, but we will have special shows for you on Monday.
You'll have stuff to listen to.
Sort of a best of from the open house.
Yep, you're going to enjoy it. It's what was live content on Wednesday.
Yeah, good show, Laura.
You too.
You guys have a good weekend. Be good to each other out there.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.